This is the Radical Thought Devotion for December 2nd. Our verse of the day comes out of our daily reading in the One-Year Bible, Daniel 10:12. Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words." Daniel received a vision that troubled him greatly. And began to pray and ask God to give understanding of what the vision meant. It took 3 weeks for the answer to come to Daniel, and it came in a spectacular way. An angel delivered it to him. Daniel's overwhelmed by this appearance and needs to be strengthened by the angel. There are some tremendous truths to be found in this text and verse. Daniel was told that God had heard his prayer from the first moment he began to pray. When God doesn't answer our prayers right away, I think we sometimes believe or think that God didn't hear. Or we might think God didn't understand what we are praying for. Listen, God doesn't need us to repeat ourselves. He doesn't need us to speak louder. He doesn't need us to maintain a certain posture while praying. God hears our prayers. We're taught in Scripture to keep coming to God with our prayers. This is not so that he will change God's mind or that he will, you know, hear us, but, you know, but that, yeah, that he needs more time to, you know, kind of figure things out. No, he always hears us, and we keep coming to him because part of our life in prayer is to change us. Persistence in prayer is not a lack of faith, but proof of it and the conduit to hearing from God. One of the keys to getting a response from God in our prayers is also found in this verse. Daniel humbled himself before God. Daniel didn't understand the vision he had, and he knew it was from God, but he didn't understand it. He admitted that to God and asked God to give him understanding. Few things will set your prayer life on fire like humility. It's our pride and selfishness that often hinders our prayers from being answered. It takes humility to admit that you don't know something or that you need help. It takes faith to believe that God can bring understanding and is able to give us what we are looking for. It takes both humility and faith to see our prayers answered. In Daniel's case, we see it takes patience. Daniel waited 3 weeks to receive the answer to his prayers. The answer to his prayers were being blocked. In this case, they were being blocked by one of Satan's princes. For Daniel to receive his answer, God had to send reinforcements to assist the angel that he sent to Daniel. If you've been waiting a long time for your prayers to be answered, be encouraged by this verse. Be persistent. Keep praying. Do what you can to make sure you're praying according to God's will by comparing your request to God's word. And then check your heart and make certain that you are humble before God and that you believe he hears you and will answer your prayer. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help us to wait. The Radical Thought Devotional is a ministry of the Radical Word. Go to radicalword.com to see more of what we do. The text-only version of this devotion are sent daily by email. If you'd like to start receiving them, click the link in the description below, and we'll get you on that list. And don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. It helps us to get this out to other people as well. Until next time, go be radical with Jesus.